listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Calls for information on an alleged sexual assault in Bunbury. Police allege a teenage girl was walking along Craven Court in Usher when she was sexually assaulted by a man around 10:45 on Saturday night. It's believed the pair are known to each other. Anyone with vision of people or vehicles in the area around the time of the incident are urged to contact police. The CSIRO believes we need to act now to protect our nation's farming future. It's released a report into the challenges facing the ag sector, warning profitability could plunge by up to 50% in some areas by 2050 if nothing changes. Dr. Catherine Wynne says it doesn't have to be that way, identifying five key shifts Australia needs to take.
These include further action around climate adaptation, including modelling it, looking at how we use land and water, our industry development, our workforce and regional growth, and then how we adapt our agriculture research and development system.
The 8th annual Ringtail Possum Tally is underway. Residents across the southwest and Great Southern are encouraged to record their nightly sightings of the critically endangered species to help track population numbers. Nicole Lincoln from GeoCatch says the tally helps with species conservation.
Every recording from the community becomes a dot on a map in a statewide database. So that's important for future planning and future conservation projects.
In sport, a huge season opener for the Ongarup Football Association at the weekend. Lake Grace claiming an easy 64-point win over Jeramunga. Regan Smith a standout with 6 goals, while Narangarup claimed a round one victory over Newdegate, 88-58. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.